Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. And this is a special season premiere that I've been doing a podcast for over 4 years now, so this is entering into year 5. So I'm so glad that you're joining me and that you found me. If this is the first time that you're tuning into my show, welcome. And I wanted to let you know there are a couple different ways you can tune in to Wednesdays with Willa. Usually I have this go live on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. So I encourage you to like and share and follow, and that way you won't miss a beat of all the shows I have planned for September, October, and beyond. So I have different guests typically on the show. Today I'm running solo because I wanted to catch up with you guys about things because the summer was such a busy time and to let you know what's going to happen going forward. Also, this is goes out on Blog Talk Radio through Lilydale Radio, because I'm part of the Lilydale Radio family. So you can check out the other shows that run on the Lilydale Radio, and they're different hosts and different times throughout the week. And once that schedule gets more solidified, you'll be able to tune into those weekly shows if you wish. On my show, I like to feature guests, as I said, and I also like to cover a topic, usually relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. I have been a registered medium since 2003, so time is really booking on. It's just incredible to have accomplished this this many years as a registered medium here at Lilydale. And for those of you who don't know what Lilydale is, this is your first time tuning in and you're not quite sure what Lilydale is, it is the world's largest center for the religion of spiritualism. And so in this special community, usually in the summertime, there's a wonderful array of program events, from message services, healing services, so lectures and workshops, a lot of things that you can enjoy. We also are nestled on a beautiful lake called Casadega Lake, and we are surrounded by wonderful trees, an old growth forest is protected on our land as well. And not every resident here in Lilydale is a registered medium. There are people who are just spiritualists and support and believe, as we do, that God is all there is, and that we understand that mediumship and healing are spiritual gifts from God. There are other principles as well, and I encourage you to check those out on the different Spiritualist Church websites. We are moving into the off-season now. Our season for the summer usually runs from the last Friday of June until the day before Labor Day. So this past Sunday was our final day of the season. It usually runs 9 or 10 weeks, depending on how those dates fall. So if you're planning to come to Lilydale for next year's season, you'll be wanting to come between the last Friday of June until the day before Labor Day. That's usually when the schedule runs. So now we're in off-season, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that and some other things that have to do with seasons and cycles and the things that we need to do as we're moving into this beautiful autumn time. But before I do, I want to make sure I also mention this goes onto my YouTube page. You can check things out if you're not a Facebook person, if you're not a Blog Talk Radio person, you can also go onto YouTube. Now, I want to make sure everybody knows that we've got not just those shows. Oh, then as far as my classes coming up, I have mediumship classes that I teach, and my circle is going to be starting again next Monday, September 13th. So that's when you want to join. It's a five-week series for mediumship development. I usually have a lesson, and then we have activities that we can do in breakout session groups through Zoom online. And so I have people that have joined my circle from different places, United States and Canada, and it's on Monday evenings. If you want more information about that, you can check it out on my website, which is willowwhite.com. So that will run a five-week series. It has dates in September and dates in October. And the other exciting news is I'm offering what is known as a mediumship immersion program. And I really feel so excited about offering this to people. I've got students that are raring to go for this, and maybe that's something that would work for you as well. I'll share a little bit about this. Let me see if I can share the screen so you can see what I'm talking about. There we go. So this is from my website. If you go to willowwhite.com and you can go to the online classes. Right now, as I mentioned, the Mediumship Development Circle is going to be starting September 13th. It's a five-week circle series. And if you have to miss a night, I do record it, and you'll have 1 week of viewing access so that you can catch up on the lessons that are covered for that particular week. And I do give optional homework and things to be focusing on until we meet again. And then the other thing, as I was mentioning, I have a three-month mediumship immersion program called Unlocking the Secrets of Spirit. And I will be focusing on 12 secrets for connecting with spirit. And it really is a beautiful package program because we're going to do three mediumship intensives, seminars that are designed for you to have a deep dive into mediumship to really get into what it means to connect with the world of spirit and to do that in a beautiful, gracious way. And then you'll also be included in 10 live mediumship circle sessions. So you'll get that five-week session I was just telling you about, plus you'll get all of the 5 weeks for November. So you'll have 10 live mediumship circle sessions on Zoom with me and my wonderful group. Really great people are in my group. And we'll have those deep dive seminars and, of course, give you some optional homework, additional practices for at home. And for those that complete, they will get a certificate of completion. For that to happen, you need to attend all of the three intensives. And it is, recommended and highly suggested that you attend at least 8 out of 10 of the circle. So the early bird pricing for this is actually ending for September 10th. So you're going to want to get in on the early bird pricing. Otherwise, it's going to go up. So you can check that out and find out more about that. I do have different ways if you want to do the PayPal, pay in four, that's on that site as well. So a lot of options for you to be learning. Because this is a time of year, the kids are going back to school. So maybe it's time for you to be going back to school in terms of your mediumship and spiritual development. And so I really feel that this is a wonderful package for those that it fits. It's geared toward beginners. It's geared toward intermediates. And I actually feel I'll probably have a few advanced students in the class as well. It'll be a nice smaller group so that we can really get a lot done and get focused coaching on mediumship in those programs. So I hope you're excited about that. As I said, you can find more information about that on my website, willowwhite.com. All right, so going forward with this, talking about how we have this end of season for Lilydale, and then this is where our radio shows amp up, and so for me it's season 5, like I said. And we also have this autumn season, and we're moving through this time where the trees are going to really transition and get colorful and beautiful. Right now, we're having a bit of a rainy day, so definitely has more of that autumn flavor in the air today. And there's a sense of a different kind of pause feeling that is in the air here in Lilydale as we're anticipating the next big move to get whatever we need done, hopefully done before winter. So there is this beautiful time of the cycle and the seasons that you feel here in Lilydale, especially because there's that hubbub of the summer, the social time of summer. And then it becomes, okay, I need to ease into the winter time. And winter here can be fierce. There are many winters where the snow is so piled up in front of my house that it meets the porch roof. So that, you know, people could even probably step out of the roof and onto the snow pile. So that's what we tend to have here in the winters. So that being said, in terms of if you're wanting to come visit Lilydale, a lot of things are closed. The public buildings are closed. You would have to make a special appointment if you wanted to be at the museum, let's say, with Ron Nagy, our historian. The library is typically closed. I think that might only be by appointment. Some of the gift shops will probably stay open on into winter and beyond. The restaurants typically close after the season ends. And the hotels close. The Maplewood, Leland hotels are closed until next summer. We do have guest houses here in Lilydale, and some of them run only for the season or maybe a month or two on either side of it, and others run year-round. So if you're interested in visiting Lilydale, you're going to want to check out the Lilydale Assembly page, and I'll just share that with you real quickly. Let me get to that page for you guys so you can see what that looks like, so you can know where you need to find things, because I wanted to orient people as much as I could to these events so that they're not shocked like, oh, I thought Lilydale was open still. Lilydale, you can come in and walk around, but it does change very much from season to off season, that feel. So this is the LilydaleAssembly.org website, so you can check this out. They still have the events that they would have in the summertime posted there. So you're going to want to just go, if you're going to accommodations, that is going to give you a whole list of guest houses. So the campground is closed as well, just to be clear about that. But you can go to the guest houses, but you'll have to check with each one individually on their website to see what kind of vacancy or availability that they would have in this off-season time. There are churches that run programs in the off-season. So we have the Lilydale Spiritualist Church that does offer Sunday services that are in person at what is known as the Healing Temple in the summertime. So you're welcome to check out the Lilydale Spiritualist Church. And we also have the Church of the Living Spirit, which is my home church. And that meets in the Assembly Hall. And after being on Facebook, just doing things on Zoom, things are going into a hybrid approach. So you can check out the Church of Living Spirit and be able to view their particular Sunday services, whether you're somewhere else or if you're wanting to come in person. Of course, there will be different COVID requirements, different protocols that may be happening for in-person Sunday services. But you can check that out on the Church of Living Spirit website and Facebook page for more information. The Healing Temple will continue doing Facebook Live healing services, which are distant healing services. So you can certainly partake in something like that. But as far as in person here in Lilydale, it's a quiet time. This is a time where people are trying to squeeze in some more home renovation projects that they may have before the snow flies. There also is the excitement of some new water pipes going in. So just to let you guys know what you can anticipate if you're wanting to visit Lilydale. As far as mediums, oh, I almost forgot. So for mediums, you're going to also want to check their particular websites. You have to check with them individually if you want appointments. I do not suggest just coming to Lilydale and expecting that you're going to get a reading. A lot of people are gone after the summer season, or you know, a month or two before or after they might be here. There are some mediums that will stay. I am fully booked for in-person sessions until spring of 2022. I can accommodate some phone and Zoom appointments from like later November currently onward. So just to give you a sense of how things get really busy for us here in Lilydale, even in the off season. So if you have a particular medium that you're interested in, you're going to want to contact them. People ask all the time. They say, Willa, what about phone and Zoom? How can you do this? How can you do a reading if you're not physically present with another person? Well, I've been doing phone readings for over 20 years now with no problem. People from all over the world. And, you know, the thing to keep in mind is that spirit doesn't have the same kind of time and space restrictions that we do. Now, I've bridged into doing Zoom last March of 2020, and I've been doing lots and lots of Zooms and become very comfortable with that. It was very easy to transition to that. It had no effect on spirit contact whatsoever. So I do encourage people to, you know, look at those phone and Zoom options if you're wanting to connect with a medium, because it does not matter. It's not about a psychic reading where we need to be in your energy or something. This is about connecting with your loved ones in spirit and what they want to say to you. So the conversation can happen in beautiful, glorious ways, whether you're in person, phone, or Zoom. Okay? So I wanted to clear that up in terms of preparing you guys for all of that. But check with the individual medium that you're interested in. Now, the churches, like I said, are going to be running their own Sunday service programs or maybe some circles and things like that. People are still kind of easing out of that whole COVID experience, and we'll see what other requirements may come up. Now, I want to focus on this idea of the cycles that we're in and how I feel that so much for myself, and other people have been talking about it with me too. You know, children are going back to school. Like I said, this is that time of the year where they're having to knuckle down and learn. And I do feel that when you see those school buses and we see those, even if you don't have children right now, there's a sense of, I wonder what it is I need to be learning too. What is it that I need to be embracing in terms of my spiritual lessons, my spiritual unfoldment? And there's a lot that can be done in this autumn time. And the winter is such a reflective time, a time to kind of go within and really feel not just that hibernation sense of antisocial stuff that some people get into, but that idea of I can go deeper within myself sometimes when I don't have those distractions. And so I hope that you use these times going forward and in the ways that are going to be in your highest and best good. Maybe that's to kick off some of the dust of things that you need to do within yourself to accommodate those higher vibrational frequencies, to really do what you need physically, mentally, emotionally, to be more prepared spiritually. But I encourage you throughout the year to make sure that you're monitoring what level of spiritual food you're taking in, because you'll need to take in as much spiritual food or more than is needed to you're feeding yourself and others. Because so many of us are ministering to other people. We're serving other people. And we want to bring ourselves to that occasion 100%. So, you know, this is the time to really pack in some of those spiritual food things. So it might be picking up a devotional that you just kind of nibble on, one of the thoughts for the day, that idea of how do I bring the spiritual into my everyday life. And I've got some great past shows. I encourage you to look at the archive videos of Wednesdays with Willa. I've had so many great guests on the show that we've talked about things to do with spirit contact, things to do with spiritual healing and spiritual development. So you can binge watch to your heart's content some of these shows, and there'll be something in there that you'll hear, and it'll be like, yes, I get that. That helps me attune to a higher vibrational frequency so that I can do better work within myself, so that you can move out of irritability, anger, fatigue, lethargy, the idea of not having the movement you want, and moving into that I feel connected with spirit when I'm making my decisions. I feel connected with spirit when I'm engaging in relationships and rapport and conversation with other people. And really look for that beautiful season of joy within each person as you're connecting with them. That's something that I believe very strongly about in my own spiritual development, because it's ongoing. We're all eternal students, and it's something to keep in mind as you progress with all of us, that you're a student, and it's okay to be a student of the world, and that there's always something you're going to learn and grow and be. And when it comes to those seasons of joy that we enter into with our mediumship, we may notice that we have to let go some of the worldliness that is associated. I mean, we all had to kind of crack down with this COVID thing in terms of, well, we've got this almost like a Groundhog Day effect when it first happened, and we were just putting one foot in front of the other, so to speak, trying to figure out what's next in terms of health as a nation and as a people. But now it's time to kind of come out of some of that so that we're not so shell-shocked, so that we can actually be in that space to help more people. So as we do this, it's a recognition of going back to the basics. How many of you this summer actually stopped to look at how beautiful the sunset was, or the sunrise, or the flowers that were blooming? I am telling you, it was just fantastic the way the green could affect me. If there was a lot going on in a day and I would just take a brief walk and look up at the trees, at the tall trees that have been standing there for longer than I've been alive here on this earth plane, and notice that I am connected with the crowns of those trees and the roots of those trees and a remembrance of that within myself. There's those kind of beautiful nature moments that actually help us to slow down, appreciate what we have, and just take us out of possibly our connection with the irritability or having to deal with people that you feel didn't understand you for some reason, or wanting more from your life. There's a moment of, I will connect with God through nature. I will connect with God through these spiritual words. All of that we can embrace year-round, but especially in these kind of summer times where it's just so glorious to raise your face to the sun. So when I was at the message services this year, Lilydale's perfectly set up for outdoor services, for open air, everything. It's really perfectly set up for doing these kinds of things safely and beautifully. And I would stand and I would put my face to the sun, and I could feel the warmth in my space. And I could feel also the coolness of the shade of the trees, and know that I was in that space of majesty, internal majesty. So how many of you are feeling that, are allowing yourself to feel that connection with your soul and with the divine? How many of you are doing that? Say yes in the comments, or I'm trying in the comments. And we all have something we're working on with all of this. Now, I wanted to share, let me see if I can get this, I'll have to do it this way. I wanted to share this little quote from Rumi, because it's fun to see. Here we go. Rumi, he's a Persian poet. Some of you may have heard of Rumi. He's got some great things that help us to settle into ourselves. Poetry has that way when it has that kind of lyrical quality of speaking to our souls. There's a special kind of poetry that's transcendental. And so we have this quote, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. The world is too full to talk about. When the soul lies down in the grass, in that grass, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. And when I read that earlier today, I said, yes, that is that space that we meet spirit, identify wrongdoing, we can identify right doing, all of that sort of thing that goes on in the world. But there's this place where we meet. And it's like lying down in a beautiful field of grass. It's just the right length. It's just the right feel. It's everything. No prickles. Perfection has been attained by the grass. And you feel that you are safe and you can lie down. And you can look at the sky. And you can feel connection with the earth under your body, sky, and you can feel where it meets. You are where it meets. Really fantastic. So when we read these kinds of spiritual words, there's a place we can go within ourselves that connects in a shining, illuminating fashion. Our etheric body hums and says, yes, this feels right. This feels good. And that's that place where we're connecting with our soul, with the divine. So I love the fact that we're going to meet in that place, that there's a field of energy, perhaps, right? Maybe it's not grass per se. Maybe it's a field of energy. Einstein said that there's this united field of energy, and that's what we're existing in. So, the ramifications, once we start going into that place, we start to understand that we are shining light, sparks of the divine, experiencing the depths of all. And I was reading a couple of days ago this idea of the fullness of God. And it's hard to contemplate to some extent, the fullness of God. But we kind of touch those moments, don't we? We touch those moments where we can feel the fullness of God. And so maybe you'll feel the fullness of God when you're standing in the autumn leaves and feeling the wind rush by your face and knowing that these trees, it's like they've gotten all dressed up just for us. It's glorious, glorious dresses that they're wearing of red and orange and yellow and that swirl and dance that they do in this time of year. And then when the snowflakes and the crystals of ice come down, the beauty that we can find in those moments. And then when the spring comes and new seeds are growing and sparking, there's that amazing creationary space that we're in that will then help us to grow what we need to within ourselves. So at different points, we have that in our seasons and in our cycles. And I think maybe, you know, this winter, when I lie down in the snow to do a snow angel, I'll also feel this out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing. There is a field. And I'll meet you there. I meet people there. I meet souls there. I meet myself there. Probably most important to meet yourself so that you can really let yourself be drawn to that which you know to be divine love, divine understanding. And we need those little moments of pause. There's something, again, so delicious about embracing a particular connection with the pause, because we may need to slow down and just feel that purity of the moment. There is this purity in the pause when everything else is put to the side and we are just in that pure space of connection. And that happens in moments when I'm doing readings. I can feel it like during the prayer and other. It's like I'm just in that power of now, and there's this purity of space that we're in sharing with spirit in those moments. And there's this extra pause that happens when we're together with people like that and together with our own souls. So I hope that you're feeling those and embracing those so that you can feel more deeply the connections and the ramifications of giving yourself over to these kinds of experiences, that you feel a depth of mastery within yourself with each time. It's like you have to practice that presence of God. You have to practice that sensing of spirit within you. And sometimes by sensing other people's spirits, we actually sense our own more so. We can feel the differences. We can feel the similarities. And we start to get to know ourselves in the process of getting to know others. So I hope that you feel that in your own lives, that you are feeling that purity of connection. And if you haven't figured out how to do that yet, it might be that it's time to really let certain words sink in, delicious words, sitting in that self-care space of laying down in a field and knowing that there is a time and a purpose for all of these things that happen in our lives. You know, as I read more and when I talk about read more, I also mean do readings, spiritual readings more, and also reading books. As I read in both of those ways, I've noticed that there is knowledge that spirit shares. There's knowledge my own soul shares with myself. And that connection of angels is so strong in those moments. It's as if I can feel it's a breathy hush pause that happens in those moments. If you have felt that, put yes in the comments. I want to know if you felt that too, or if you've just been on the edge of feeling that sometimes. And we can do our best to pursue that with our spiritual development, but they also just kind of happen. And we have to be allowing for them to be happening because we're all so busy in our lives. We're so busy balancing work or family relationships and needing to make sure that we have those moments of pause with ourselves and then pause with other people. I think that's one of the reasons why connecting with people in a group, having fellowship in, let's say, a mediumship circle or in a church service, that idea of we're connected on a soul level for the majesty of that moment, that maybe it's a moment of learning, maybe it's a moment of being. But it's one of the things that's so delicious when you find that connection. Maybe it's with a special person to you, a spouse or a child to you, or maybe you feel that with your pet. There's that just that communion, that connection of, I see this other person, see these other people in this group as souls, and it feels good to be with other souls. So I wish that for you as you go forward in this season, this autumn season, that you embrace that pause, because there are going to be these moments where we're just so rushed and so on to the next thing. And we have to also be able to say, I pause. I see this moment for what it is, and I pause. I'm thinking back to a time that I was standing in line in a store, and I run in to get a gift for someone, and there was a huge, big, long line. I'm talking really long. There's like one register open with 10 people, and you're thinking, is this what I have in my hands, is this worth it? Should I put it back, or should I go through the line? It's one of those moments because the clock was ticking for me and I had to get to an appointment. And I thought, oh, what do I do? And I all of a sudden I could feel it from spirit. And it was pause. Just let this moment be. Pause in this moment, take a few deep breaths, and just experience standing in this line, feeling the connection with all that is here, and being grateful just for this particular moment. And no sooner had I done that when all of a sudden another line opened up, and it was going to be a cash only line. I was like, oh, I got the cash, I can do it. And I went right through, and I was just like, that is, I do feel that the effect of me, you know, if you say what came first, the chicken or the egg, you're responsible for the energy you're bringing to a situation. And I went, the moment I hit that piece, that purity, that remembrance of I am a soul, I'm not a person rushing around shopping and getting this done and getting that done, I am standing here and I'm just going to be and be patient. And then the floodgate opened. The gate opened and I was allowed to go through and get onto my appointment in a timely fashion. And so I do feel there's something beautiful, and you probably have had those moments where it's synchronistically happening and where somebody is so forcing the moment. They want that to happen and they have to go ahead and just let the cycle be what it is. And then it's as if the dial turns and is unlocked. And we can walk through the gate. We can walk through the doorway to what we needed to do. It's happened not just in lines with me, but other circumstances. And it's that point where you just kind of let go and let God. You're able to find things. You're able to feel connections with people that you may have been judging. This summer I was talking with a client, and she really had a difficulty with her mother. And she couldn't see her mother in a certain way. She could only see her as a critical being, as a difficult being. And Spirit really directed that session with the client and said, treat her as you would treat a stranger, and you'll actually be treating her better. And to be that sense of I can have compassion for wherever a person's at, even if they're expressing impatience, even if they're expressing criticism. And she wrote to me and said, she emailed and said, this was amazing. It's working. It's working. I see my mother. I'm able to see my mother in a different way, and I'm able to help this move forward in a healthy way. So these are cycles that happen within when we overcome them. It makes our life easier. We see the doorway. We can walk through it. I wanted to do a quick shout out. Where is that? I had it on my desk, but I may have gone to show it. I'll have to mention this next time, maybe. Every now and then, clients will give me gifts, and there is this lovely lady in this pile. I've got piles of things getting ready for my classes. I'm going to be teaching here soon, so I've got stacks of things to go through here, but there's a lovely lady, and I wanted to give a shout out to her today. I'll try to do that the next time I'm in here, so that I can give you a big thank you. People will give me flowers, people will give me crystals, will give me different books and things through the years, and I really do appreciate it. It's a special message from a lady that I wanted to share with all of you. But another time. I want to mention that my guest for next week is going to be Ron Nagy, and he is the Lilydale historian, and we're going to look at the spirit precipitation paintings. He's going to explain a little bit more about what's involved with those spirit precipitation paintings. So many of you are curious about those things, like how could they even be made? How are they created? And Ron's going to talk to us about how they've been analyzed and what's come back about them, and to share with all of you what exactly those kind of spirit paintings are. So hope that you can join me next week on Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll be back here with another great show. And I've got some other guests lined up for the shows to come. And again, we'll be focusing on things having to do with spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. And I encourage you, like I said, to look back at the archive videos of the show. You can find all of them on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. Most of them have been uploaded to YouTube as well. So you have a couple different options for tuning back into those shows and getting as much information as you can on your own spiritual journey path. Thanks for being here with me today. Lots of love to all of you. I wish you all the best in this particular season of your life, wherever you are. You be well. Bye-bye.